Hanukkah. Today is Hanukkah. Let's discuss a couple of things. Simon Hagim, I want to talk first about the dreidel. Okay, today is the last day you can play dreidel the whole year, but today is the last day you get credit for playing dreidel on Hanukkah. It's an ancient minhag. Ancient minhag, they say, I was always in the Sragish in this many years. I probably always told this to you every single year about the Belzer Rebbe. The Belzer Rebbe, when he came to Eretz Yisrael after the war, was Hanukkah, and he said to the Gabbai, he told him, it's Hanukkah, bring me a dreidel. Bring me a dreidel. The minhag, he wasn't a youngster. And he says, the minhag Yisrael, they have minhag to bring a dreidel.
They play
so,
for money or?
No. What do I know? What do I know? Bring him a dreidel. Minhag Yisrael, minhag Kodesh. Where does the minhag come from? The legend, I don't know if you find it in writing, but the legend is that when during the Tekufa of Shemat, of the Yevonim, there was a gezerah that no one is allowed Jewish education. You cannot teach Torah to the children. You're going to poison their minds if you teach them about religion, about God. It is forbidden. You're not allowed to teach them the Torah. So they sent inspectors, and they were scared they would get caught. So they had toys. And the children sat around, and when the inspectors came in, they had in front of them something that was the equivalent of a dreidel. It's not likely they had that. The way our dreidels, they had some type of toy that they would spin. And they used that as a disguise, as a
cover
for teaching children Torah. So when the war was won and the gezeiros were bottled as a zecher, that we once lived in a time where we were not allowed to learn Torah, and we had to be meiser nefesh to come up with different techniques to learn Torah undercover, it became a minhag to preserve the memory of the nesiras nefesh to learn Torah, specifically to teach Torah to children, to have in front of you a dreidel on Hanukkah. Not necessarily play with the dreidel. There should be a dreidel. It's a very beautiful thing. It's a reminder that it used to be we had a Nesiras Nefesh. We have a Nesiras Nefesh today as well. The Chanukah, Akol Hoylech El Makom Mecha. Everything about Chanukah comes back to one road. All roads lead to one Yesod. Nesiras Nefesh. Chanukah is about a person stepping out of his comfort zone and doing something a little risky, a little different, applying himself for Hashem in a way that he has a unique contribution to be moiser nefesh for Hashem. And the dreidel is one such reminder that the people in that generation, they went out of their way to defy their enemies who wanted to destroy them by not allowing them to learn Torah. They taught their children Torah undercover, under this cover of dreidel, and we have to remember that mesiras nefesh that they had in that generation. Okay, so that's the dreidel. So I remember the bells, they say that the bells when they came to Eretz Yisrael, he asked for a dreidel, and on the dreidel, the mesira is, there are four letters, Nes Godol Hoya Shom. He came to Eretz Yisrael, and they brought him a dreidel. He looked at the dreidel, and what did it say on the dreidel? Nes Godol Hoya Po. So the bells, the Rebbe said, this is not a kosher dreidel. hold up the light with a loop, right? That you have to make sure there are no pegimois, and just everything is perfectly fine. It's not a kosher dreidel. Get me a dreidel that says Nes Gadol HaYosham. So the Gabbai says, we're in Eretz Yisrael. Nes Po. No, it's not the Messiah. Not the Messiah. And they had a very hard time finding a dreidel. And eventually they found a dreidel. So I don't remember, we once spoke about this, and there's a lot to be said about this. Okay, what does it mean, Shom? What exactly does it mean, Shom? Shom is a very powerful word. Where was the miracle? The miracle was in the Beis HaMikdash. The miracle was in their neshamas, in your neshama. Okay, I'm not going to go into that now. That's not what I want to talk about, but you have to think, what exactly do those words mean? Nes Godol Hoya Shom. Yesterday, I went to a Hanukkah party for a few minutes, and someone spoke, and he said that in Eretz Yisrael, it's Nes Godol Hoya Po, which are the letters of, spelled word, hagefen. Hagefen. When you exchange the shin for the letter pei, so what is the word? Should we arrange the letters? Ha gefen or ha gofen. What are the letters spelled in Chutz Liaretz? Goshna was the place that Yehuda, that's Yehuda Sholach Lefanav Goshna to the Amakon of Torah. A place, the Icarus Torah, fits very well with the legend of the dreidel, is they were Moiser Nefesh to teach Torah to children, to the next generation. To the next generation, they should teach Torah. It's very interesting that yesterday's Daf Yomi, everything is Bahashkar HaKakis. The Daf Yomi, I'm sure many people here learn Daf Yomi, was Choni HaMagel. And Choni HaMagel, one of the powerful lessons of Choni HaMagel is to prepare for the next generation. The next generation is the Iker Tafkid of the adults. The adults, he said, what are you planting carob? It takes 70 years for the tree to produce peros. What are you wasting your time? By the time this tree will produce peros, you'll be long gone. So he said, listen, I came into a world and there was fruit for me. Someone prepared for me. It is my duty to prepare for the next generation. That lesson is priceless. That lesson is priceless. That the tafkid of the adult of the adults in every generation, the priority number one is to prepare for the next generation when you'll be long gone. When you'll be long gone, the next generation should be able to have a hemshach, a mesorah. That's the first priority. That's Chanukah. Chanukah, the priority was the moiser nefesh to teach the children Torah. Goishna. Yaakov Avinu, when he sent down in this week's parasha, he sent down, he knew they were now going to go to Golis and Mitzrayim. V'yes Yehuda sholach lefanav goishna. He gave him a dreidel. Yaakov gave Yehuda, here's a dreidel. Go, teach, prepare to make batei midrashim, to set up a system of chinuch for your children, for the next generation, for the future of Klal Yisrael. Goshna. In Eretz Yisrael, it's Hagofen. Boirei Pri Hagofen. It's very interesting. Nothing is an accident. In Eretz Yisrael, the minhag Yisrael is not like the Belzer Rebbe. Okay, the Belzer Rebbe had a very powerful musar, and I have no doubt about. There's a lot of very powerful musar in Eretz Yisrael that he insisted on having a drill that said the traditional words Neis Gadol HaYasham, but obviously in Eretz Yisrael it's not the minhag. The minhag HaOlam is to have a drill that says Neis Gadol HaYapo, and if Hanach Lachem Eli Yisrael Im Einam Nevim B'nei Nevim, and it's a very fascinating insight, I never heard this before, is that the letters in Eretz Yisrael spell HaGofen, and every time we have a simcha, every simcha we have is always surrounded by Yayin, by the Birchas HaGofen. Whether it's a bris mila, whether it's a pekin aben, whether it's a wedding, a shel brachas, Shabbos, Havdalah, Judaism is all about hagofen, and you know it's misavek. The borei pri hagofen is the sviroyin. It's misavek our entire life. When a person is born, bris mila, borei pri hagofen, pekin aben, borei pri hagofen. Bar mitzvah, it's the minug, not halacha, but it's the minug, that who gets the bench, who benches by the bar mitzvah? The bar mitzvah boy, that's the minug. The bar mitzvah boy gets the birchas hamazon, and he's supposed to drink the whole cup of wine. There's a famous also, I think it's the far from most of the bells already, is that you tell the bar mitzvah boy, you drink when you bench by your bar mitzvah, the whole cup of wine. Why? Because that's what you're supposed to do. So no, you'll get older, you'll just take a little sip, you'll take a revius, a rev revius, a little bit, but when you do it for the first time, you should do it b'shleimus. You drink the whole cup of wine. By a wedding, by a priagofen twice, for the erisin, the nesuin, the sheva brachas. By a wedding, you make revel three times. The erisin, the nesuin, the sheva brachas. Three times, one night.
Then you bench in ve'agefen, oh, in ve'agefen.
You bench in that, that's the bracha, in ve'agefen, in ve'agefen. But you can imagine, you make the bracha, by a priagofen, the wedding three times. The Erisin, the Nesuin, and the Birchas Hamazon. Shev Brachas. And then And then, you know, by the children, and then what happens, when a person dies, we don't do this anymore, but it used to be, it's a Ferish in the Gemara, is that by the base Ovel, they would drink 10 cups of wine. 10 cups of wine, Boreo Priyagof, and 10 times, not only the 10 times, at one time, they would bring the Ovel 10 cups of wine, they cut it out, because people got drunk, understandably.
Well, they said they cut it out when they made it 14.
14?
Yeah, that's what happened. They said they increased from 10. It's in Mishmei, so when they increased from 10 to 14, then it really got out of hand. People were roaring drunk. And then Rav Gamliel made a takana, that's it.
So the Hagofen is misavi.
No breakthroughs?
The Hagofen, the Borei Pri Hagofen is misavi. It encircles a person's life. From the time he's born through his end. Wherever you turn, every moment in life, he is surrounded by Ha-Gofen. Eretz Yisrael, they spin that dreidel, and what does it say on that dreidel? Neis Gadol Ha-Yapol, the letters Ha-Gofen. Chanukah, the fact that we do this on Chanukah goes to show that Chanukah is really central to our entire life.
But we don't say Ha-Gofen on Chanukah.
We don't say, well, first of all, there is such a minhag, and let's discuss that soon. We don't do it today, but there is a minhag to drink wine as a memory. Cheese and wine. Today we're obsessed with donuts. We'll talk about that in a moment. But it used to be the minhag, the people don't do this. This one thing is the real minhag is to eat cheese. Cheese, yain, I'm not sure it says yain, but it's part of the story. What was the Yehudis? Part of the Chanukah story is with Yehudis, with the Hegmain, where she brought him into his tent during the war, a story that's very similar to Yael and Sisera with Yael, where the general came into her tent and she gave him cheese and he got tired, he fell asleep, and Yael chopped off his head. Thrust the peg into his head.
Yes, that's
the story of Chanukah. Chanukah is very similar. The general came into the tent of Yehudis, and she gave him cheese, and he got very tired. Got very thirsty. And then she gave him wine, Givina, and Yayin, and the wine put him to sleep, and then she chopped off his head. And she took out, look what I got, Rabbi Yisai, look what I got. And the war was over, the general was over. So there is a minig that is decided, this is the real minig. The real minig is, on Chanukah, one should eat cheese. For some reason, Shavuos stole the minig. What can I tell you? Shavuos stole the cheese danish, the cheesecake. It was like, somehow the cheese was transferred to Shul, but look in the Makoros, all the sources, they mention cheese and yayin. As a zecher for Yehudis, the mice of Yehudis to eat cheese and yayin, as a zecher for the mice of the miracle of the Mulchama, where Yehudis was instrumental in bringing an end to the Mulchama, or at least an end to a certain battle, where she killed the general, whoever he was, by giving him cheese. Then he became thirsty, she asked for wine, she gave him wine, and he fell asleep. Gevina is Bigmatri Yayin?
Yeah.
Wow.
Gimal Bet and Hey, the Yud, Tikmo Esel, and then you have Yud, then you have Nun.
70.
You have Nun, and you have Gimal Bet Hey, which is 10 or so, and Yud. There is a Yud then.
Gevina, yeah, Molly. Okay, excellent.
Fascinating.
What's he saying?
Gevina is the gematria yayin. Nichnas yayin yetzei. So okay, let's go back. So Chanukah, right? the Eretz Yisrael, the word, the letters. This is what I heard yesterday. I was fascinated. The letters of the dreidel is Hagofen. I think this part is our part. Is Hagofen. And what is the significance? Because we are surrounded in our life. Every key moment in the life cycle of a Jew is misuvav with Hagofen, Borei Pri Hagofen. From the time a person is born through the avelos for a person, where they serve 10 cups of yayin, Hagofen, and we spin this little, these letters, Hagofen, it surrounds our life. And when do we focus on this? Chanukah. Obviously, what is about Chanukah that connects to the Borei Pri Hagofen? The Or of the Menorah. The Menorah represents Torah She Baal Peh, the Mesorah, not just the Torah. Torah is you can put in a museum. You can take the Chamisha Chum She Torah, you can take the Luchos, you can put them away in the museum. The life, the legacy of Torah that connects us back to our roots is the Torah She Baal Peh, which is rooted in the Or of the Menorah. We know that in the mix, everyone knows this, that in the Mishkan there's the Luchos and there's the Menorah, the Aron and the Menorah. Both of them represent Torah. What's the difference? Simple. The Aron represents Torah Shebichsav, and the Menorah represents Torah Shebal Peh, the Or HaMenorah. And when you have the Or HaMenorah, then you're guaranteed to be Mesuvah, a life of In the Hagefen, Dover Toivel Miskabel, Dover Noah, you have the Hagofen takes you from the beginning to the end. Okay, now let's go.
They say it's a famous part, maybe, that why did they always say In the Hagefen as opposed to all other fruits? So, all other fruits, when you squeeze the fruit, the liquid that comes out, the bracha goes down.
Yeah. So Mayayin,
that the bracha goes up
from a shahakol to a borei pri hagofen.
It goes from a break for your eights
to a borei pri hagofen. You go higher. It's a beautiful art. Okay, now I want to discuss another idea. Many times, it's very to bring out the essence of a yom tif. Some people don't like this approach. I personally do go for this type of Torah. Is to compare one holiday to another holiday. Okay, there is an idea when if you want to bring out something, you need contrast. When you have contrast, that somehow highlights the uniqueness of the other. We have two rabbinic holidays, Chanukah Upurim. So everyone knows the basic Ivart. I'm going to tell you, I want to put a spin on it, pun intended. The basic Ivart is there are two minhagim regarding spinning Chanukah and Purim. Chanukah, we spin the dreidel, and Purim, we spin the gragel. Everyone knows Ivart. What's the difference? The difference is, where are you spinning from? On Purim, you hold the spinner below. You hold it below, and what's spinning is on top. The gragel, the sound part, the part that makes the noise, is on top. A dreidel, you spin it from on top. You hold it from on top and it spins below. Why? So what is the famous part? Because on Chanukah, it was what's called Isra, I forgot how to pronounce it already. Isra Usa Dile'ela. It was Menah Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his own had Rachmanis upon us. He saw that we were on the verge of extinction. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mile'ela, Menah Shemayim, Hashem jumped in to save us. Isra Usa, an arousal that came from above. That's why you spin the dreidel from on top. Purim, Hashem was not willing to step in, for whatever the reasons. And therefore, we only survive because of Mordechai and Esther. Leich kinois es kol hayudim, vitsumu olai, v'altoichlu v'altishlu shloishes imim olai l'v'yoyim, kabri v'narasai otzum chayin. It's only because of Isra Usa deletato. It was an arousal, an awakening from below. We on this world got together. Leich kinois es kol hayudim v'tzumu olai. So we spun the gragger, so therefore we represent this difference. On Purim, we spin the gragger from below to represent that it was our doing. We take credit. We spun it from this world below of Leich kinois kol hayudim. Chanukah, we can't take credit. It's true, the Chashmonoim, they went to battle, but the Chashmonoim didn't stand a chance. They were outnumbered, they were outpowered, they didn't have a chance to survive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmanis, and therefore, it's all attributed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Isra Usa Dile'el. What I just told you now is a classic Vart that you will find in any Likud on Chan. Classic Vart. I want to try to spin it a different way. There's a very big difference between we talk about a dreidel. It's a game. You spin the dreidel, and you don't know what could happen. It can fall out on any one of the four letters. Whether you have a dreidel from America, Meis Gadol HaYasham, whether you have a dreidel from there, Yisrael, Meis HaYapo, you have a game. I don't know how to play the game. I don't know. There are four letters. you take the whole pot, you take care, you have to give, whatever it is. You have to, which letter will the dreidel fall on? You spin the dreidel. There's a 25% chance it'll fall on the nun, the gimel, the hey, or the shin. Each letter, unless you know how to manipulate the dreidel. When we were kids, if you take a pencil, right, you know how you know you can manipulate, teach you all unethical conduct. Yeah, how to be a god in life. You take a pencil and you write on one side of it, it'll always fall on that side. There's a whole trick, you can manipulate the dreidel. It also, by the way, it's not really fair because the weight of Neis Gadol HaYashan is not the same in the plastic. So it carries more weight, one of the letters. There's a whole science behind the dreidel. You have to do a scientific analysis and get it certified by a kashrus organization and it's a kosher dreidel before you play dreidel, and no one has manipulated the dreidel. And so with all the new technology today, you can probably on your smartphone press a button and you can tell the dreidel on which side to fall. But putting that all aside, putting all the kidding aside, when you spin the dreidel, there's an equal chance of it falling on any one of the four letters. But wait a minute. Who's the one that did that? Who put the koyach into the dreidel where on which letter it will fall? You did it. You did it. You take the dreidel and you spin it. You spin it. And then you let it spin, and it falls down. Equal possibility. Four different possibilities, each one is equal. Okay, I understand that, but who is the one that put this dreidel into motion? You. You put it into motion. You are doing the koyach. And where it lands, at the end of the day, it's your doing. On Purim, there was a gzeira lahashmid laharog ula'abed eskol ha'yud. When is it going to happen? Yud Gimel Adar. Who made this goyim?
Haman.
We didn't do it. He built poor huago. He made it. We didn't do it. We did not. And then what happened? The poor of Haman nepach lipureinu. His lottery turned out to be for us a tremendous bracha. The day that he decided to destroy us, he was destroyed. His family was destroyed. Whoever, our enemies were destroyed. He was killed right away. But the pasuk says that we say in the pid Asher Heini that his lottery nepach lipureinu. It turned out for us to be a day of good luck, a day of siyata d'shmaya. Did we spin that dreidel? Did we cast that lottery? No, we did not. Someone else did. It was Haman HaRasha who cast the lot. And we were bystanders. We were not involved. And it turned out for our benefit. That's a very big difference. On Chanukah and Purim, we're illustrating there is an element of an acknowledgement of a lottery. I know Chanukah is not about lotteries. The whole idea of a dreidel is just a minuk, but it's a minuk. You know, it's a sacred minuk, the lottery. And there's a difference in the type of lottery. Purim, we're not involved at all. Nothing, hands off. It was handed down to us. This is what's going to be. Chanukah, there's a lottery. Things can go many ways in life. But we had a part in that. We had a chelik in that. And although we don't necessarily see how our actions, our deeds, are connected to the final result, but at the end of the day, who spun that dreidel? Who spun that dreidel? You spun the dreidel. It's your doing. And that, to a large degree, I'm trying to suggest, is the difference between Chanukah and Purim. All roads lead to one place regarding Chanukah. Mesiras Nefesh. Leaving your comfort zone. It was a time of Shemad. Historically, we know it was a 50-year period. A very, very difficult time for the Jews. One thing led to another. One Gezerah, another Gezerah. Bris Milah, Chodesh, Shabbos, Torah. the Beis Hamikdash appears to have become dysfunctional. It was a museum. It was occupied by the Yevonim, Avodah Zarah. They had completely demolished the Mizbech. They were offering sacrifice to gods. Who knows what was going on over there? It doesn't seem like there was much going on in the Beis Hamikdash for 50 years. And Klal Yisrael, little by little, were becoming misyafim. They were embracing the secular ideology of science, beauty. No more, this is ancient, this is not something that we want to continue doing. We want to become part of the world, part of the sophisticated, beautiful world, and embrace the ideology of the Yevanim. And it was a very difficult period. Many people were swept away by the times of what was going on. And a few people, the family of the Chashmonaim, B'nei Matisyo ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol, a few people, a family, they stood up and they had Siyat Deshmaya, and miraculous things happened. Things that really are Lamala Mederech HaTeva. It worked out. Things worked out. But there were people that spun that dreidel. They put into motion a koyach. They could have died. They could have died. They could have been defeated. This could have, that could have happened. And yet the dreidel landed on. What's the letter, the winner? The gimel?
Right.
It depends on your time. My mother said in Dinev, the gimel was geb, and shin was shtel, you know, to put in, and nun was nem.
Professional gamblers. You come in the morning call to become a professional gambler.
That's the way they did it. They had different
train you how to be, not to go to Atlantic City. You come to the morning call, we'll teach you how to be a professional gambler.
Shin, you get the whole pot.
Shin, you get the whole pot? Whatever it is. The dreidel, in the time of the Chashmonaim, the Hanukkah miracle, the dreidel landed on the letter that was for our benefit. It didn't have to turn out that way. We got very lucky. There was a lot of siyata d'shmaya that landed on the right letter. But don't forget, we spun the dreidel.
Right. How did we spin the dreidel?
The Chashmonaim went to war. They went to war. They picked themselves up and they went to war. They went to fight against all odds. It was a suicide mission. It was like Avraham Avinu. It was a suicide mission to go fight. Who do you think you're going to go? You're going to fight. You're going to go fight these people. You're going to win. What kind of weapons do you have? How do you? You don't stand a chance. Siyata d'shmaya, the six-day war, the wars of Eretz Yisrael, miracles, mamash miracles. Avraham Avinu, he went out to go fight nine nations with 318 people, or some say even one person. The Chashmonaim, they went out to fight. They went out. They were moiser nefesh, and that mesius nefesh, it resulted in miracles. But don't forget, they spun that dreidel. Purim, there was Lech Kinoitis Kol HaYehudim in a religious sense, but not in a physical sense. There are different ways of this idea that I'm presenting to you is very different than the other idea. The other idea I told you, just mamash, is the opposite. And the other idea that I told you, that in the Chanukah, we did nothing. No, there were a couple of suicide, some people, they went on a suicide mission. That's why it bothers me, that pshat. There were people that also were Moisa Nefesh. The classic interpretation, just going backwards now, is Purim, we did it. We did it. The whole Klal Yisrael got together. Lech Kinoi says Kol HaYehudim. Chanukah, a few people went to war. Okay, I mean, that's, but the rest of Klal Yisrael was asleep. It was pretty much, you know, They didn't get involved. It took a few people to start.
Historically, after the first few battles and when they had one major victory, more
people joined. Of course,
they began to believe. Possible.
It was possible. So it took time. By Purim, it started off as a national movement. Lech Kinoyis Kol HaYudim. Chanukah, it starts a grassroots operation.
Right.
A few people got together. So that's the classic interpretation. I'm suggesting to you just the opposite. Because Lech Kinois is calling this gold. Don't get me wrong. It's gold. Klal Yisrael comes together to daven. Davening is davening. But the Hishtadlos, where was the Hishtadlos? There was no Hishtadlos. Esther, one person. Mordechai and Esther. Esther, she had to be Moisir Nefesh. It was great difficulty to go to Achashverosh. One person. it wasn't a war. She was married. She was the queen. She made a request of her husband. It was different. It didn't end by decapitating anyone's head. Okay, it's different. Chanukah, they got their hands dirty. They got their hands dirty. They went to war. They went on a suicide mission. Then one war led to another war. There was a much greater degree of getting your hands dirty, of hishtatus. Therefore, it is symbolized that the spinning, you do the spinning. Every person takes that dreidel and they spin it. And then it lands. You know why? Just, oh, it landed here. Wow, look at that. You win all the money? You spun it. Purim, we didn't spin. Purim, it was someone else that spun it. The goyro, I know we have the gragger, I'm not focusing on the gragger now, I'm focusing on hipil pur hu hagoro. We didn't spin anything, we didn't do nothing. It was someone else, pur haman nepach lipurim. Okay, this is an idea, maybe you want to elaborate a little bit more. Now, I want to make another comparison, another yantif. It's interesting that we have the Shalosh Regalim. The Shalosh Regalim, it says in the Pasuk, it says, Shalosh Pamashana, Bashana, Bashana, Yeroeh Kol Zuchurcha Es Pnei Hashem Elokecha. Let's go back to what's on Friday. Friday, we asked you a question, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh. So I asked you the question, which Musaf should we recite? When Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, so which Musaf should we recite? So this is really a question you can ask everywhere. Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, but we have also Chanukah. So we discussed. So either say like we said yesterday, So why don't we either say that or say Tikkun Shabbos? And we'll embellish each one with what's missing. When Shabbos falls out on Rosh Chodesh, what do we say? Ato Yotzarta. We ask on Friday, when Shabbos falls out on Rosh Chodesh, what do we say? Ato Yotzarta. Why? We already have two Musafim. Either when Shabbos falls out on Rosh Chodesh, we should say, V'Rosh Eichot Sheichem, V'Rosh Eichot... Zman kapor l'chol tolosam, and we will add the korbanos of Shabbos and mention kadshelim b'mitzvaysel baruch atah Hashem mekadesh Hashabbos v'rosh eichot sheichem v'rosh eichodosh, or say tikkun Shabbos and embellish tikkun Shabbos with yalav yavo and mention the musafim. Why did Chazal have to create a separate musach for Shabbos? So the answer is the sum is greater than the parts. When the two come together, you can't just say Rosh Hashanah. You can't say Tikkun Shabbos. The sum is greater than the parts. The Nusach is very similar to the Shalosh Regalim. Ato Yotzarta is strikingly similar to the Musaf that you see on the Shalosh Regalim. But on Friday we mentioned, but it's not. Why not? If it's the sum is greater than the parts, then when Shabbos falls on Rosh Chodesh, we should say word for word what we say on the Shalosh Regalim. This is what we said on Friday. Say word for word. So we discussed, the reason why we don't as a Jewish was because there's going to be a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh that will fall out on and then you can't say the words Golinu Me'artzeinu. Because Chanukah is not about goals. The miracle of Chanukah occurred when we were living in Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to repeat my question on Friday.
But the Lashon there is, in fact,
it's very similar.
And
it doesn't say Me'chato'enu in Ata Yotzarta. Doesn't say that. It's different. We discuss and we go to the Nusach.
But when I read it again, it didn't...
So we have to go to the nuances. It's very similar, but it's very nuanced. It's very the shaman based. Doesn't say the chorav, the shaman based mikdashen.
Okay.
Shaman means It's Mole Gilulim, the Beis HaMikdash was built. It was there, the edifice was erect.
It does mention Golos.
I don't think it mentions Golos.
It doesn't say Arzain.
It talks about Yerushalayim. And Chanukah is very much related to, in the Moshe Surah, it's very much related. That was on Friday. On Friday we analyzed the differences between the Nusach.
I didn't understand.
Okay, so we have to go through
it
more carefully.
I said, wait a minute.
Okay, so I didn't explain it well, but I have to go through the nuances to show you that with the Jewish, the reason why we say Anton Yotzarta every time Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos is because there's going to be a Rosh Chodesh that's going to fall on Shabbos, which is also Chanukah. And you cannot say this Nusach on Chanukah. So therefore, we had to make a special Nusach for Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah. And once we say that Nusach, Anton Yotzarta, which is Miyuchat for Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and captures the theme of Chanukah, then we say it every time Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos. Now, Mike, I want to make another point which relates to what I'm trying to say now. And there's another reason why you cannot say the Nusach of the Shalosh Regalim on Chanukah. Because there's a fundamental difference between the Shalosh Regalim and Chanukah. On the Shalosh Regalim, there's a mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel. And the mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel is defined in the Torah as you shall appear. You shall be seen. Shalosh pa'amim ba'shana yeroeh kol zechurcha es p'nei Hashem elokecha malach mashayitcha. Every single Jewish male shall be seen, shall appear. Doesn't say in the pasuk you should see.
Right.
That's a drush. Al tikri yeroeh el yira. That's a drush. But the pshudai shel mikra is three times a year show up. Lahavu Elif Alfi Adolis, Jackie Mason, who died. You say Olaf HaSholem, why not? Olaf HaSholem, Jewish, Olaf HaSholem. And what did he say? Most of 95% of life is about showing up. Show up, not do anything. Just show your face. That's what life is all about, show up. It's a pasuk. Nibav Ein Yudeh, he's a Yid. A Yiddish Neshama, a Pindali Yid. Why did Jackie Mason say that? No question, in his blood is the pasuk. He's a Jew, and this pasuk is the Torah, where it says, Shalosh pe'amim bashana yeroeh, show up. Don't do anything. I don't need you to do anything for me, Hashem says. Okay, we've been korbanos, yeroeh, p'nei kol zechurchas, yeroeh kol zechurchas p'nei Hashem elokecha. Be seen. Chanukah Neiros, what is the Chanukah Neiros? It's the Shechina. The Neiros is the Shechina. Hey, Eidu Shehashchina in the Beis HaMikdash, the Ner Maravi, was lit 24/7. Why? Eidu Shehashchina Shoyre B'Yisrael. It's the Shechina, the Neiros of Chanukah. It's joined from the Neiros of the Menorah. And what do we say in the Nusach? HaNeiros HaLalu Kodeshem. Ve'en lo nereshus lehishtamesh bohem, ela lir'oysam bilvad. Look. Don't show up. Look. See. I don't need you to be seen. You want to be seen? You want me to take a picture of you? Hang you up in the FJJ? You were there? That's the Shalosh Regalim. Chanukah, I want you to look at me. I want your input. You can't say the Nusach of Umimechato Einu Gulinu Me'artzeinu on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. That's a cardinal sin, because that goes against the entire theme of Chanukah. The Shalosh Regalim is Yeroeh. I want to see you. Chanukah, I want you to see me. And that's very different. That means you have to apply yourself. Again, all roads lead to Rome. All roads lead to this society. I want you to see. You have to work. You have to do something. You're not going to see it by yourself. To show up is very easy. Here I am. Hineni. Hineni. I'm in front of you. That's easy. Just show up. I want you to see. Oh, you want to see. You got to look. It's not so easy to see. What was the miracle of Chanukah? The miracle of Chanukah was they found the Pach Shemen פח שמן שהיה מונח בחסום של, של הקדוש ברוך הוא. עשר של הכהן גדול. They were tinukol hashvanim, and they found one pach of shemen sheyemunach b'chol somoy shel kohen gadol. Question: why didn't the yevonim contaminate that last container? If they were successful in contaminating every single thing in the Beis Hamikdash, it's not so big, the Beis Hamikdash. I don't know if the Beis Hamikdash was as big as this shul. How big was the Beis Hamikdash already? Was as big as this shul? You can go through every single thing in the shul in less than a day. You can touch everything and find every secret, open up every cabinet, and you can find every little toy in this shul very quickly. So what took them so long? If they were able to contaminate the Mizbeach and all of the containers, all of the kelim, so why didn't they contaminate the Yevonim, this last container of oil? So you'll tell me it was hidden in the ground. Okay, I'm not going to argue. It was hidden away. But there's something deeper. They didn't see it. They didn't see it. When the Chashnan came in, they saw it. What's the difference? Look at Yosef. Last week's parasha, Shabbos Hanukkah, he always laying usual mikates. Vayaker Yosef es echov. Veheim lo hikiru. He saw them, but they didn't see him. How could that be? I know Rashi says the chasima zokon. You can play around with those words there. The beard and this and that, old many pirushim. The answer is they didn't want to see him. Ah, but they went to buy him back? Yeah, they convinced themselves they want to really buy him back. But the truth is, they didn't really want to see him enough. They claim they went into different gates. Each one of the brothers entered into a different gate because we're going to buy him back. And they told Yosef, well, we have to look for our brother. And how much are you going to pay for him? We'll pay all the money of the world. Let's say he's not for sale. So they said to you, Rashi quotes this. Rashi says, so you know what? We'll go to war and either we'll win or we'll die. That's what they said to Yosef. Yosef said to himself, you bunch of liars. If you really were willing to do all this, you would see right in front of your eyes, I'm Yosef. Obviously, you're miraglin. Yosef said, you're a bunch of liars. You're telling me you're here to go find your brother Yosef and he would pay all the money in the world. And if they would tell you he's not for sale, you would give up your life? Miraglin, Atem. You're a bunch of liars. Because I'm Yosef. And I'm standing right in front of you. And you don't recognize me. You know why you don't recognize me? Because you don't want to see me. You really don't want to look at me. You have ulterior motives to redeem me. Maybe because your father has so much Agmas Nefesh, whatever it is. But you don't really want to. You don't really care about me. You don't really. Because I'm right in front of you. But I know who you are. Vayaker Yosef es echov. But veheim lo hikiru. That's exactly what happened with the Chashanim and the Yevonim. There was a pach shemen staring you right in the face. The Yevonim, they were blind. They didn't see it. You know why they didn't see it? They didn't want to see it. Because they don't want to know from Tahara. The Yevonim, the Mesiavim, I don't want to know from this. I don't want to know from it. The Jews are in our way. We have to eliminate them. We have to make all these gezeiros. But when they come face to face with Tahara, they don't see it because they don't want to see it. The Chashmonoim, they saw it. It was the same exact repetition. That pasuk in this week's parasha, last week's parasha, it says everything about Hanukkah. Vayaker Yosef es echov, veheim lo hikiru. The Chashmonoim were makir. This is the choysam, the pach shemen, that's tahar with the choysam of the Kohen Gadol. But the Yevonim, veheim lo hikiruhu. How could it be? Because they didn't want to see it, and the Chashmonoim wanted to see it. And that's why the Chashmonoim won. The Chashmonoim's will of tahara was greater than the will of the Yevonim to eradicate. That we have to really nuance how that worked. But the Hashmonaim saw it in plain sight, and the Yevonim did not see it in plain sight. Hanukkah is a very demanding holiday. So this Hanukkah is a very demanding holiday. It's, I gave you the Sholosh Regalim. Wonderful. It's easy. The Sholosh Regalim is very easy. All you have to do is show up and be seen by Hashem. You be in the Mokoyim. The Mokoyim HaShuras HaShchin, maybe it'll rub off on you. Maybe you'll get lucky. It'll rub off. You know, you go to Eretz Yisrael. So, you know, you go touring, go a lot of places. How seriously, diving this place? What's all that? It's a joke. You run around like a tourist, you run to Armus, like, get on the bus, Maras Machpelah, Kevin Rachel, go to the Kursal, you go to this place, that place, this. Come on! Where's your mind? What's for supper tonight? Which hotel and restaurant are we eating in tonight? So why do you go to Eretz Yisrael? The answer is, maybe a little bit will rub off. You're right, let's not fool ourselves. We go to Eretz Yisrael, have a good time, go to a nice hotel, good food, good this, good that. And we also go to the Kursal, Kevin Rachel. But we say, halavai, some of the kedusha de tahara. You know, it's an experience. It'll rub off. It'll make an impression upon us. That is the Sholosh Regalim. Show up. Stand in the Beis HaMikdash. Be seen. It'll trickle down to you. Don't worry. It'll have an effect on you. You're not going to be the same person when you go back home. Hanukkah is much more demanding. Showing up is not going to help you. Standing before the menorah, when you light the menorah, being in the presence, it's not going to help you. You got to look. You have to see. Vayaker Yosef Esechov. You have to look to see. Neris halalu. It's also lehishtameish from Elo l'oysam b'lo. Look for the kedusha. Look for Hashem in places that you would ordinarily not think that He is there. There's no makom in this world where the Hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not penetrate. Nothing is concealed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's everywhere. You have to look. Okay, I want to go to another quick idea. We say today, Zois Chanukah. Why do we call this day Zois Chanukah? So there are only probably 100 reasons as to why we call this Zois Chanukah. There are some jokes, there are some all different interesting reasons. But one of the popular reasons is Kriyas HaTorah. On Zois Chanukah, on the last day of Chanukah, we learned today, five people we learned today. V'yoyim Hashmini, the 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Five Shavatim bring Korbanos today. All of the other days, we only learned two. And the second one is a little problematic because it's not really their day. Okay, Sekhviyomo from the Mizbeh, we have all different perushim. Today, five of the Shvatim bring Kurbanos, and then, we get to the end. Zois, Chanukah, Samizbeach. We learn, this is the Chanukah, Samizbeach. Zois Chan. Wait a minute. Did you notice today, Leni, that you said these words twice? Zois Chanukas HaMizbeach B'yoyim Himashach Oysoy, and then it makes a calculation of all of the Korbanos, the Sach HaKol of all of the 12 Shvatim together, does all the math. Some good mathematicians can do all the numbers, and then when it finishes all of the numbers in the middle of the Pasuk, it says Nochamo Zois Chanukas HaMizbeach. Repetition. Acharei Himashach Oysoy. It says it twice. In today's learning, it says the words Zois Chanukas HaMizbeach, not once, but twice. So I ask you, which one is it? If today is Zois Chanukah, is today the Zois Chanukah of the first one, the Zois Chanukas HaMizbeach, or is today the second one, the middle of the pasuk? Zois Chanukah HaMizbeach Acharei Himashach Oysoy. Which Zois Chanukah is it today? Last night I heard a drasha. I thought that part of it, the same person who said this drasha. He said, how do you read Zois Chanukah? Do you read it as a statement or a rhetorical question? Zois Chanukah. This is Chanukah. Or do you say, Zois Chanukah? Is this really Chanukah? Zois, is this really Chanukah? Where are the presents? Where's the money? These are the donuts? All you got? Is this really all it's all about? So he's got a whole drasha. He says, his drasha was, it all depends on how you teach my Chanukah. Okay, the Gemara tells us, starts off by asking a question. My Chanukah. It all depends on how you appreciate the my Chanukah. That's how the Zois Chanukah. So, okay, that's what I'm not going to there now. But, you know, the Takis question, there are two, both. There are two Zois Chanukahs at the end of the lane. But there's a very big difference between the two. The first time it says, Zois Chanukahs HaMizbeach B'yoim, on the day, he Moshach Oisoi. That the Mizbeach was anointed, was dedicated on the day. The Mizbeach is about sacrifice, about Mesiras Nefesh. Give up, give a carbon, give up. The second Zois Chanukah is Zois Chanukahs HaMizbeach Acharei, after he Moshach Oisoi. So what is it? There's a dedication on the day, and there's a dedication acharei, after it's over. How many days is Chanukah? 8 days. The number 8 doesn't really have a place in Judaism. 8, there's 7. The world was created in 7 days. Sorry. Everything is 7. Shemitah is 7. Yovel is... So, okay, yes, and good. Shmoni Mevila is interesting. It says, Shiva Asyam Tiatachas Imoi. Uveyim Ashmini Yerotze. 7, give the baby 7 days. On day 8, then the baby's ready for a meal. You don't have to look at 8 as a, okay, yeah, you're saying good, but we'll hold back. But generally, the number 7 is the limit. The menorah has only 7 eros. So what does it come 8? So the answer, okay, there are many answers. I know you'll say 8 is lemala midirach ha-teva. Torah is not into mirror, Torah is into nature. So what is 8? 8 is b'yoy acharei himoshachos. What is the 8th? We always say this, saying this many times. What is the 8th day of the week? The first day of the week is what? It's Sunday. What is the 8th day of the week? Sunday. 8 represents, may the cycle renew. It's renewal. They didn't go build new Beis HaMikdash in the Talmud Chanukah, but they just rededicated the old Beis HaMikdash. They refurbished it, and they rededication. You know, it's not over. You come to an end. Let's start again. The 8th day of the week is a circle. Chozer Chalila. 8 represents a circle. Choyni Hamago. Yesterday's daf. Choyni Hamago. We made a circle. 8. 8 is a circle. Because if you just go to the number 7, you're done. You're finished. It's over. There's nothing more to do. The show is over. Everyone leave. Can everyone leave the smorgasbord and go into the main ballroom? We're closing the lights here. Leave. You can continue your conversation there. It's over. 8, it's not over. Let's do it again. We have more food to bring out to the smorgasbord. Let's do it all over again. That's the number 8. Zois Chanukah, the first Zois Chanukah HaMizbeach is B'yoim Himoshach Oisoi. There was a dedication of the Mizbeach in the time of the Mishkan, when they built the Mishkan in the second year in the Midbar. They dedicated the Mizbeach. All of the Nisim came forward. Zois Chanukah HaMizbeach B'yoim Himoshach Oisoi. On the day 1. And then, when they finished everything, Nochamo, let's do it again. Zois Chanukahs HaMizbeach Acharei Himoshach Oisoi. It's not over. Let's do it again. Let's do it again. We finished the cycle. We went through the cycle. We're not done. You're never done. Let's do it again. This time better, stronger, deeper. The reason why today is called Zois Chanukah is because of both of them. Both. The doubling. Today is day 8. Today is Choni Hamago. Today is the Choyzech Halila. It's the 8th day Nochamo. It's today is Zois, the first 7 days of Hanukkah is the first Zois. It's Zois Chanukah Samitzbeach Biyoim Himoshach Yisrael. 7 days, a new beginning. Today is Zois Chanukah, not because it's the first Zois. That's not the one. It's the second one. Today is the 8th day. It's Zois Chanukah Samitzbeach Acharei Himoshach Yisrael. We've gone through 7 days. Wonderful. It's Nishlan. 7 is completion. But let's do it again. Take the lessons of what you've accomplished, what you've learned. Renew yourself. The Giborei Koyach, the Giborei Hashem, Yachalifu Koyach. They renew their strength. There's a renewal. It's Acharei Moshach Oisai. Okay, we're out of time. I just want to say one last thing. Take a very, very, very short, take 30 seconds. It's interesting that in Hanukkah, there's a lot of food. A lot of food, Rabbi Isai. Eat latkes. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, have any latkes? Donuts. A little tiny piece. A little piece of donuts. Latkes, donuts, cheese. That's the real winner. Cheese. Yayin. What else?
Oil.
Well, yeah, we have olives. It's all about olives, no? What do you put in the menorah? Olives, right? Olives, shen zayis, olives. What do all of these things have in common? You basically make donuts. Where's the McCarthy mean donuts? The McCarthy donut, the Maimonides, the Rambam's father, cites the Minhag. Rav Moshe ben Maimon. Rav Moshe ben Maimon was a dayon. Then, and they have teshuvahs from him.
But then you should be eating pizza, because yeah, that has cheese and olive oil.
The truth is, it appears that the reason why we eat donuts, we eat bread with oil, comes from the carbon toida. It's a Yom Tov of giving thanksgiving. When you bring carbon toida, how many breads do you bring? 40 breads. 30 of them are mingled in oil. I know, I think all 40, right? Is the matzah also?
Some of them are mingled, some of them are soya.
But all have in common an enormous amount of oil. The way you prepare it, some, you know, you can buy donuts in this store, Pomegranate, you can buy donuts in this store, Sesame, and this one is the best donuts. There are many ways to make donuts, many types of oils. The 40 loaves of bread, revuchos, markeve, different times, different ways. That's where it comes from. You give a toidot, hoidot to Hashem, you bring a sacrifice on the Mizbeach, and you eat donuts. 40 loaves of bread, and each loaf of bread is mingled in oil, prepared differently. The flat pan, the deep pan, this pan, that pan, 40 breads. That's where it comes from. Eating bread, lechem, flour, mingled with oil is a zecher for the carbon toidot, because Hanukkah is a suda of Hallel Vehoida, of giving thanksgiving to Hashem. So you have bread that's full of oil. Can you make an Hamaitzian bread full of oil? No. If you take a donut, a real donut, and you put it, you fry it, you can never make a Hamaitzian, even if you eat 100 of them. It's not called Pasabah B'Kisvin. You can only make a Bori Minei Mezoinois and an Al Hamich. You can never make a Hamaitzian. Cheese is Shahak. Yayin, Bar Priya Gofen. Potato latkes is Bari Priya Adama. What do we leave out? Olives, that's the Yom Tov, Bari Priya Eight. You have every single bracha except for Hamaitzi Lechem in Haaretz. Chanukah is not about the Hamaitzi. Yeah, I'll leave this unity. There's no Hamaitzi in Chanukah. The Hamaitzi is Pesach. There are two Yom Tovim which are Lemala Miderech HaTeva. There is Pesach and Chanukah. All the holidays, those are the only ones that are on the HaTeva, pretty much. The Ten Nisim, the Makos, Yitzias, Kanf and Nisham, the whole Pesach is the whole Pesach is L'malo Miderech HaTeva. Chanukah, L'malo Miderech HaTeva. Why do you have to have two holidays? L'malo Miderech HaTeva. Pesach is about the Hamoitzi. Chanukah is everything else but the Hamoitzi. The Hamoitzi is the Makar. There are Nisim in the Ikar, and then there are Nisim in the small things of our life. They're not just miracles in the basics. They are miracles in all of the support system, all of the. That's why we celebrate all the other brachos, commemorating the Nisim. Pesach, we focus on the bread, the hamotzi, the matzah, the ikar, the nes of the mad, the ikar. And Chanukah, the mitzvah, the rabban, we focus on the Nisim, the small Nisim. Those things are small Nis. But relatively speaking, the small Nis, the al nisecha shebechol eis, erev, v'voikev, v'tzoharayim, the al nisecha, the al nisecha, the Hashem does us, but every single day, that is the Nisim of Chanukah. Okay, everybody, side.